In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Onesimus was a runaway slave, and he belonged to Philemon. Now, Philemon was one of St. Paul's converts, and through one of those wonderful twists of fate, or we should rather say grace, Onesimus became one of St. Paul's converts also. And as a runaway slave, St. Paul sent Onesimus back to Philemon. Now you may say, that's not a right thing. You should free the slaves. You shouldn't, send them back to one another. Well, it's a different time and a different place. And to comment on the morality of slavery from a modern perspective is not necessarily the most useful thing. Let us say that slavery was not uncommon in human history. In fact, not having slaves, if you look at the totality of human history, is a far more unique thing. And if you think slavery is gone in our own world, think again. It is endemic in the Muslim world. The Quran approves of slavery and it promotes slavery. And slavery is rife in Africa, where blacks are still bought and sold by Muslim slave traders. It's truly a horrible thing. And not every kind of slavery is the same. The racist slavery that we have in the United States is far different from the one that you would experience in the ancient world. Just because someone was of a certain race in the ancient world doesn't mean that they were a slave or exempt from slavery. Usually the way that people became slaves in the ancient world, there were a couple of ways. They could be born into it. They could be taken as prisoners of war or as war booty. Or they could have found themselves mired in debt and had to be sold into slavery to pay their debt. Well, regardless of that, what St. Paul says to Philemon when he sends Onesimus back to him is that, well, he was your slave, he is your slave, but he is more importantly your brother in Christ. And that relationship trumps the others. And you may say, well, what does that have to do with any of us today? Well, we don't own slaves, but many of us are in positions of authority over other people. Well, what trumps that? Our relationship to others as brothers and sisters in Christ. And so we always have to keep that in mind, even if you're the boss or the general or the parent or any of these things. We are brothers and sisters with one another in Christ, and we need to act accordingly.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.